I'll tell you an interesting story. Just a few weeks ago, I ran a symposium at the American Society of Breast Surgeons meeting. We had 500 surgeons in the room, and they all had these keypads so we could poll them. And I've always been interested in how people outside of oncology perceive oncologists, and particularly in terms of judgments about when to use chemo or not. And in the past, when I've polled surgeons at these types of meetings, there's been a sentiment that maybe oncologists overutilize chemotherapy. So I asked the same question this year, and I specifically said, in general, with the oncologists you deal with in your own practices, do you think that when they make judgments about utilizing chemotherapy in a node-negative patient, that they tend to overutilize it, underutilize it, or use in about the right amount? And it was interesting that what I saw this year was that the most common answer was they use about the right amount, which we haven't seen before. So I think people outside of oncology are starting to see that we're really trying not to give chemotherapy unless we really need to, and that tools like Oncotype are helping us.
That's real interesting. I think it also might reflect the fact that surgeons and oncologists are working more closely together than ever before. In my own community, we're getting more and more referrals for neoadjuvant chemotherapy for even smaller tumors, actually. Not uncommonly to see 2-3 centimeter tumors referred for neoadjuvant chemotherapy that are clinically node negative based on the fact that it might make the surgery easier and that the surgical oncologists and the breast surgeons are very interested in vivo response to chemotherapy. Has that been your experience as well?